USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen is out of the job as President Trump confirmed with a tweet yesterday that she was resigning her position. Numerous reports say Nielsen's been pressured by President Trump to submit her resignation. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers Kevin Hassett says he never saw any indication that Trump and Nielsen didn't get along, and the sense was she had done a fine job.
And we're sorry to see her go and grateful for her service, but I've been in the room with her and a whole bunch of people in the White House, including the president, and never seen anything other than, collegiality.
Hassett was speaking on the Fox Business Network. The United States is designating Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. It's Virginia and Texas Tech tonight in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship tip-off at 9:20 Eastern. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democrats continue to talk about subpoenas to get a hold of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report on the Russia investigation. One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, says it's kind of early for that.
There's a process going forward. I think it's moving quickly. I mean, the attorney general got out his letter putting forward the principal conclusions very quickly. He said you'll have it by the 15th or sooner. That's why I find it ironic that people are talking about subpoenas already for the document when we're probably less than a week away or about a week away from getting them.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. Keith Urban, the big winner in this year's Academy of Country Music Awards, taking away the Entertainer of the Year honor.
To the fans out there, you are amazing. I have no idea how much it means to me. No idea.
At last night's show in Las Vegas, Kacey Musgraves won Female Artist of the Year and for Album of the Year. Baylor's the NCAA Women's Basketball Champ. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters. 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee.
President Trump addressed the Jewish Republican Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president spent most of the speech touting his administration's accomplishments and stressing what a strong bond Israel has with the United States. The president also accused Democrats of being anti-Jewish and anti-Israel.
The Democrats' radical agenda would destroy our economy and very well could leave Israel out there all by yourselves.
The president also reminded the crowd that it's his administration that has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.